Good morning and welcome to the Audio Press Tribune, a podcast production of the Idaho Press Tribune, where we recap the top news stories of the past week and give you a sneak peek at what's coming up over the weekend. I'm John Funk, I'm the Digital First and Public Safety Reporter here at the Idaho Press Tribune. Joining me this morning is Anna Staver. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, John.
And what do you do here at the Idaho Press Tribune?
I am the City of Caldwell / Canyon County reporter.
And are you working on anything interesting right now?
Actually, yeah. On Wednesday, we're going to go out to a property in Caldwell. It's the first one that the Housing Authority has purchased, and they're tearing it down, and they want to build a brand new home for a low-income family.
Oh, that sounds exciting. So we'll look forward to that. That's next Wednesday?
Yeah.
Great. Well, let's not waste any more time. Let's get to the top local news stories of the past week.
College of Idaho graduate Matt Fultz is a champion rock climber, but he doesn't like to talk about it. He's never lost a competition in the state, and he's the first from Idaho ever to make the U.S. national team, which he did 3 years in a row. But he remains too humble to tell you the tales himself. Luckily, his dad, Steve Fultz, will happily sing his son's praises. He's competed in Cuba, South Africa, and in every corner of the United States, and now coaches young climbers in Salt Lake City.
Kevin Kempf took the top job at the Idaho Department of Corrections in mid-December, but he's served in almost every division within the agency. He worked his way up as a correctional officer, probation and parole officer, a prison investigator, and a deputy director. He said he manages Idaho's prisons with a few key ideas in mind. People can change, lawbreakers can be redeemed, and kindness and respect go a long way.
A Nampa man faces aggravated battery charges after police say he pulled a gun on two men in a Boise parking garage. Jesse Boozer Barone was captured after witnesses directed officers to the silver pickup truck he was spotted leaving the scene in. He blew above the legal limit on an alcohol breath test, police said, and had a small amount of marijuana in his possession.
3-week-old Viviana Snow Pearson and her father, Tim Pearson, share a strange handful of odd coincidences. Both were born in recently opened maternity centers with connections to Dr. Frederick Birkeland. Both were their mother's first natural birth, and both had trouble getting their shoulders out during their births. Luckily, both Viviana and her mother are doing fine.
Former Middleton City Council member Bradley Spencer, charged with sexual battery of a minor, is scheduled for a change of plea hearing March 17th. Spencer is accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a 17-year-old employee of his Middleton music store. He was arrested last September and released on $100,000 bond.
Prosthetics technician Josh Lorimer built his own prosthetic leg. It features a wireless speaker linked to his iPhone, lights that blink in sync with the music, and a prominent red and yellow Superman logo. If he has to wear a prosthetic, he said, he might as well have fun with it. Lorimer visited a Caldwell Elementary School on Wednesday afternoon to show solidarity with a young student who lost her leg to cancer.
An anti-bullying bill introduced in Idaho's legislature would solidify intervention efforts, training, and best practices for educators. It was introduced by State Representative Ilana Rubel after testimony from a Pocatello woman whose son committed suicide after being bullied for his sexual orientation.
27 cars burned in a Nampa salvage yard Wednesday afternoon, sending a plume of smoke billowing over the boulevard. No one was injured, Nampa Fire Department Battalion Chief Dave May said, and no property was damaged other than the junked cars.
A new hospital will replace Nampa's existing St. Alphonsus facility, officials announced Thursday. Services will continue at the 12th Avenue location, open since 1968, until the transition is complete in 2017. Check out our center package on Sunday when we take a look at the upcoming Valley View School District bond. We'll tell you why the district says they need it and what it might mean for your wallet if it passes.
That's all we have for you this morning on the Audio Press Tribune. Remember, for more information on these stories and more, visit our website at idahopress.com. If you like the show, please send us an email at newsroom@idahopress.com, or if you have suggestions for how we can make it better, we'd love to hear that as well. Thanks for joining me this morning, Anna.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to you for listening. I'm John Funk, and I'll talk to you again next week.